Blog Talk Radio.
Wicked little girls kiss the boys and make them cry. Raising double trouble every time we pass them by. So much to be. Wicked little girls, we're curly to get them curly white. You better keep an eye on your balls and lock them up tight.
Microphone muted. You know, I think I might be the only one on air right now. It's September 11, 2012.
Jesus.
I just realized it was September 11th.
Yes.
Are you here?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Because I thought I was gonna have to do this alone, and that was gonna be a whole lot of babbling. Because it's September 11th. I did not realize the date until just now. So, I'm a little depressed now. That's awesome. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Pixanista. And I'm Snow White, your effervescent, very sweet and lovable announcer or something. We also have Corey up in the hizzle. Hi, Corey.
Hello.
What's up with you? You are off. What is going on?
Man, I'm tired and irritated.
No, it's going to be a fun show then. And we did have Ginger, but she had to go take care of some business.
Well, no, somebody knocked down a pole.
Oh, yeah, her internet is down. My bad.
Somebody knocked down a pole or something. Yeah.
She's probably watching on her phone or something, or, you know, waiting for Twitter or something. So, she's probably all up in the high register. Motherfucker! Because her internet is down. You know us gamers can't live without our internet.
Oh,
I would freak out if I didn't have my internet. What are you talking about, dude? God. Talk about like a Harry Potter marathon, I guess. Yes, I meant the books, actually. Are we going to stop the music? Because it's very distracting. I keep pausing to listen to it.
I was trying to let it fade on down, you know.
Oh, I'll be all professional and shit. Okay.
Yes.
Just so you know, I'm going to be posting a Join Me link into the chat. And what this is, that's not the right link. No, it was not.
Is this link to your prawn?
No, it's not working. There it is. Okay. It's actually in the chat room. This is a particular application that we use, so you can see our desktop. Obviously, I'm not going to show you everything I have on my computer because there is prawn on there, and I'm not going to show you what I'm into because I'm a little kinky girl. So if you actually are in the chat room, you can go to that site, go to that URL, and it will connect you directly to my desktop, which actually I'm not sharing at the moment, but I will be in a moment whenever I don't have anything that's, you know, super secret up here, because right now I've got the Blog Talk switchboard up and there's all sorts of stuff that you can't see. Yeah. Is that everything or should I say more? Are you snoring? Wake up!
Good Lord. I'll be tired.
I can tell.
Okay, so much to do, so little time. Okay, so we're supposed to be having a special guest stop by. If you've been watching Pinterest today, I was posting up some of his designs. Valente Designs made the whole Assassin's Creed thing. Yeah, I forgot what I was saying, all up in the middle of what I was saying.
I noticed. I was waiting for more, and then all of a sudden there's like a big silence. Girl, can you post that link for the designer? Because with all these fucking tabs open, I think I lost it.
Well, I'll get to him in a minute. But anyway,
okay. Oh, to him?
Well, no, he's not called in yet. So
it's him, though.
I believe it's him. His name is actually Ezio.
Ooh.
Like the character from Assassin's Creed, or maybe he goes after that name. I don't really know. But cool, very cool, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so he's supposed to drop by and talk to us about his designs and stuff. And I'll post up his page to Snow here in a minute because I know she needs it. I know she needs it.
I do.
I know what you need, girl.
Girl, you got what I need.
I got what you need. All right, and the USB. We all quiet people. People are like, what is going on?
I know. I have to explain. For those of you that don't know, my birthday is soon. And short version, I don't like my birthday. So right around this time, I get very kind of weird. So I'll be fine after my birthday. But right now, kind of.
So I guess you don't want this man-shaped cake that we have over here for you.
Oh, please.
This man-shaped cake. Okay, so anyway, we got lots of ground to cover, and this show is shorter, and I'm already crazy, so we don't need any help. Have you gotten his page? You got it already and into
your
queue?
Yes, I do. Okay. I do. It is up there. Are we going now?
And Ezio, we will cut you if you do not show up, okay?
Well, you think better show up. I can't see the studio, so you have to keep an eye on it.
I'm watching.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Should we wait to see if he calls in to go over his stuff?
He says, should he wait to call in? He hasn't seen any. Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Boy, will you call in already? Jeez. Gosh. And I'm looking at his fashion. It is very Assassin's Creed-esque. Very. In fact, before you even said that, I looked at it and I was like, oh, look. Assassin's Creed.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm emailing him as we speak. Anyway, we got some fashion apps that we want to talk about. You have something you want to jump in with?
I do, and actually there's one. Let me go ahead and start sharing this. Let me pull it up first. Where did it go? Shit, I got some tabs. I got, like, so many tabs, and I have a widescreen computer, and I have our monitor, and I have so many tabs that the little arrow to, like, flip through them to, like, pull more on the screen, that's lit up in my Firefox. Like, it's so many tabs, it cannot all show on one screen. Okay, this particular application, I'm going to go ahead and start sharing. Hopefully you guys are paying attention. I don't see any viewers. Corey!
Yes, ma'am.
Join me.
I'm coming.
Damn it.
Oh, it's going to be one of those nights, dude.
Okay. Anyway, I'll start talking about it. My Join Me is on. For those of you that want to join,
I'm going to tweet it.
Don't tweet it. Everybody's going to see my desktop. I just realized you can see my bookmarks up top. Thank goodness there's no porn. Okie dokie. Anyway.
You know, we can't see your entire desktop, Snow.
You can't? What can you see?
I see the porn that's hiding up there. No, I'm kidding. We only see what you have up here.
In here. All the porn I get, I have to make sure it doesn't have viruses, because you know.
You know
anyway.
What? I love how we were both looking at Apple apps, mainly because you have an iPhone and I have the iPad. But go ahead, tell them about this app.
Yeah. Now, this one is actually something that I would enjoy. And the reason is I don't know a whole lot of fashion terms. I mean, I know what looks good and what doesn't look good and what is just a hot mess. I can tell you that straight up. But all of these highfalutin, hoity-toity fashion terms, I ain't got no clue. Y'all be talking about some shit, and I just feel like I'm from the boondocks. Ain't knowing nothing about nothing.
Why are you all in that Southern Belle accent?
That's what I feel like when y'all are talking about all this fashion, and I ain't got no clue. Then I just feel like a little Southern girl just up in New York City being like, hoo-wee, what the hell are you wearing?
Well.
Okay, this app is actually called Fashion Terms, which is very good because that's actually, it's a dictionary of, you know, fashion terms.
Ah.
And has illustrations so you can see.
Our guest be on the line.
I wonder if he has a nice voice.
Let me unmute him. Hello there, good sir.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
I am sorry for my co-host already, and our other co-host is out tonight. So how are you?
I'm well. It's getting a little late. I wasn't entirely sure if this was going on, so I came to check, and here I am.
Yeah, you missed one of my emails, and yeah, I fired those off pretty quick. So anyway, for those of you who were not looking at us gushing over the Valente designs earlier over Pinterest, and we were like, oh my God, we have to talk about this later. This is the designer behind those wonderful jackets. So my first question is, obviously, Assassin's Creed inspired you.
Yes.
Okay.
I kind of got that hint.
Well, no, I'm trying to figure out a way to put my question. Y'all know I have like 2 hours of sleep.
Be nice. We have a guest. Be nice.
I'm being nice.
Wait a minute. Please
ask him his name. We didn't even tell.
Oh, yeah. Hi, what's your name?
Enzo. Not Ezio.
Yeah, because I did call you Ezio. Can we just call you Ezio anyway?
No.
I mean, whatever. It's all the same to me.
So are you Italian or just
Yes, my family is Italian. I'm from America. Was born in America. You know, American, but you know.
Yeah, that was translation. The translation was, "Are you cute?" He's engaged, lady. Sorry.
I don't care.
Well, no, you know, we have some girls that'll be like, oh, he designs clothes, and they're gamer clothes, and he's cute. What's his phone number? Not telling you.
Yeah,
he's already taken, ladies.
We can still drool. We can still drool. I forgot what I was going to ask. Oh, I remember what I was going to say now. Enzo, we use this thing called Join Me. I don't know if you've ever heard of that before.
No.
Okay.
I've been actually trying to figure out exactly how this whole thing works, but...
Oh, it's super, super easy. If you go to our chat for our show, you can actually, there's a link that I posted in there, and I'll repost it, but there's a link in there. If you go to that URL, it connects you direct to my desktop, and you can see what I see, and right now I'm looking at your site.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm just not sharing.
Oh, I was going to say, your screen is not shared. Put it up.
I know.
Put it up. Okay, now my question I was trying to ask was that the only thing that inspired you to do clothing, or were you just really into fashion design, period, or did the gamer in you kind of send you in this direction? Or are you a gamer, for that matter?
yes, I am indeed a gamer. I guess Assassin's Creed inspired me. Mostly, I mean, I've been wanting to do clothing design for most of my life. Not necessarily clothing design in that I never really wanted to be a part of the fashion world.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took a little sidetrack for college and studied animation. But then when I got out of animation and got out of college, I decided, you know, I don't want to sit at the computer all the time, and decided to start making some clothes because I'd always liked designing them anyway. So I taught myself pattern design and moved into that.
I am all kinds of floored.
Yeah, right? Do you know Blender?
And then from there, I figured Assassin's Creed's an awesome thing. I might as well, it inspires me in general, just because I feel like it's a fantastic game. And so I went in that direction.
I think I am most impressed by your interpretation of it. As those of you who are not watching our Join Me, you can't see. It's not a literal interpretation of what the character is wearing. It's very cool. I mean, I could see some guys wearing. I know some guys that need to be wearing this. Those of you who are missing the cool factor, this will give you the cool factor. I like the hood and that it comes off, the buttons on the back, and it's so clean. It's just, it's lovely. So
see, here's the thing. I also like the color scheme. Because a lot of times when you see clothing, especially clothing from men, the color scheme is either completely drab or it's completely just fucked up. Enzo, by the way, I cuss a lot, just so you know.
No, it's all right.
Okay, good. I try. I have to behave during the day, but I cuss a lot during the night. So basically the color scheme for men is either completely drab, uninspired, or it's really fucked up crazy, and you're just like, what? Did you just throw paint at fabric or something? So I like the color scheme. I like the pattern that he chose. It really, really is kind of sexy. If I saw a guy wearing this, I'd be like, hey.
Well, see, I think in looking at it, We usually, if you visit our Facebook page, we have pictures up. We've seen the guys with the cosplay. And the cosplay guys do okay. This is just beautiful. I would, obviously I don't have a flair for fashion design, so I would never have even thought to put this together this way. You know, when I see the guys, I'm thinking, the Assassin's Creed character has the sash and I'm tired, girl. But, they got the sash and, when we saw this today, I know if you could hear the squealing that was going on over here, I was like, oh my God, do you see this? There's somebody designing Assassin's Creed jackets, and we're trying to track you down. We had did not dream we'd actually get you to come on tonight. For those of you who don't know, this is why this is all haphazard. I kind of contacted him, and he says, well, I can drop by tonight. I also like the Storm one. Storm is one of my – that is Storm, isn't it? I'm assuming it's Storm, yeah. So one of my favorite comic book characters. Where is this? Where can I get this outfit? I can't do
this
here.
Are you looking at my page or yours?
I'll look at mine.
Because I need you to tell me to scroll down or scroll up. I mean, I see some Spider-Man inspired stuff up there. I see something that looks like Wolverine to me.
I'm just all excited. You do beautiful work. Why are you not at Fashion Week this week? The real one.
Oh, I kind of just make things as I go. I'm making everything up as I'm going along, and the only reason I am where I am today is because of people's interest in Assassin's Creed. I've got all these designs that I want to do. All the drawings you see up there are things that I would really like to do, but I know that the business that I get is going to be from Assassin's Creed, at least for now.
Yeah.
Because, some like the Wolverine jacket, I love that jacket. I made one of those, and I wear it as often as I can. It's awesome. But
wearing the jacket?
That is me.
You're cute, by the way, just so you know.
Thank you.
Go ahead and click on it so they can see, because you know.
Okay. Hold on. I wasn't gonna, but okay.
Go ahead and click. I want to look at the jacket. Oh, yes.
That's an awesome jacket. I like the fit of it. I like that the zipper comes down a little farther in the front.
Point. It makes you look thinner. Makes you look thinner.
Mm-hmm.
That's so
I really
nice.
Like that.
Oh my God. You are okay, let me tell you why I'm also going nuts. We have been saying, how long have we had Pixinistas? We're about a year. Pixinistas, the Gamer Girls Radio is like 7 years old, but Pixinistas is one of our newer shows, and we have been bitching for the past year. We would love to see something like this at Fashion Week because it seems to us like a natural marriage, cosplay and fashion, but it doesn't usually work out well because the people who put on the cosplay stuff is like, you should not be wearing this. I don't know.
Well, see, here's the thing. The people that do cosplay have no real sense of fashion. They really don't. What they're doing is they're trying to mimic a character, and a lot of them mimic it badly because they wear things that are not suited to their body type. I mean, you can mimic a character and still wear things suited to your body type. On the flip side, people who are really into fashion, most of them don't know a lot of things about games, about any cosplay characters that people may want to emulate, anime characters, whatever. So the people in fashion really don't know about all the cosplay stuff. The people in cosplay really don't know much about fashion. So you have to mesh those two. And I think you're doing a good job, Enzo.
Thanks. That's exactly what I'm seeking to do. I mean, I do like cosplay in theory, but to me, cosplay always, like, every time I look at a cosplay, I'm like, that looks fantastic. That looks like a fantastic costume.
No, I absolutely understand.
I get it. I love it.
And even down to like the professional cosplayers, the official Assassin's Creed cosplayer. Have you seen him?
The one that lives in Italy, because I think we did a show on the cosplayers in Italy. They are serious business over there. That's beautiful cosplay over there. Our stuff over here is like aluminum foil from the kitchen and the sandwich bag, and it's not cute.
Well, he he recently did an Assassin's Creed 3 one. So he's got a full-on Assassin's Creed 3, you know, Connor Kenway costume. And it looks fantastic. It's weathered really nicely. It really, really looks good. But at the same time, it doesn't look like you could wear that out, you know. Even it doesn't look like clothing. It's hyper-realistic. It looks like a costume. And that's great. That's what he was trying to do. But to me, I wouldn't wear that outside of that. I'm not going to spend 100 hours making something that I will only wear once or for like 10 hours.
Yeah, while you're at an event.
Yeah, that's actually a really, really, really good point. And there's one down here that I would actually wear on a regular basis. This little hoodie thing right here.
Show it.
I love this hoodie. I mean, the colors are dark, which suits me.
Do it. Your screen is frozen, baby.
I'm sorry. I forgot I did that. My bad. I was flipping between screens trying to find something. I like the dark colors. I love the hoodie. And now, the thing with me, Enzo, I know you're a guy and all, but can you start making more girl stuff? I mean, it doesn't have to be pink, because I really hate the color pink with a fucking passion. I like dark clothes. But make some more girl stuff, because, I mean, guy stuff is great and all, but that is not going to fit me.
Yeah, no, I understand completely. I honestly have most of my skill is in making men's clothing. And, you know, part of it is the fact that I really like making men's clothing, because then I get to wear it. but also, you know, if you know, there's 100,000 people out there making women's clothing of all sorts. It's all out there. For guys, we have a very limited range of options. We can basically pretty much buy either ugly shorts or jeans and t-shirts, and that's pretty much it. Or you can dress up really nice and spend, you know, $4,000 on a suit. But I can't even do that.
I can't do that anyway.
Starting a business, but I need to, you know, I need to make clothing for people. It's totally a market that's totally untapped.
You know, and actually it is, but you're also talking about a niche fashion. And even for women, it's very difficult to find things like, you know, that look like they could come from a video game, but there's still something you can wear out in the street that doesn't make you look like a complete whore.
Yeah. No, I understand.
So
and
if
I'm
you
getting
really
there.
Start making those designs.
You know, a Wonder Woman jacket in there.
Right?
You know, little...
Dude, I would rock that. I would be like, Wonder Woman, walking down the street, you know. I would rock it.
Just all the music all playing in your head. Just,
right?
Yeah.
You
stop
know, you
and spin around on the corner. Yeah.
Strut going on. Oh, yeah. Stop every now and then and pose. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, as it is, I've pretty much been running this business full-time for just over a year now. And I kind of started with just one design that I had for sale. And since then, I've expanded that somewhat, but at the same time, it's a lot of work to come up with things, and it's a lot more work when I'm already trying to keep up with orders.
Yes, I can imagine. You have, you're probably overloaded.
Way overloaded. I don't even know what to do with myself. And then I just, you know, and then I released this jacket, which on Tumblr has almost 5,000 hits on it, and I posted it 24 hours ago. That's just the notes. That's not even just, you know, that's the people who click like or reblog.
You have a niche market. Now, here's the thing. We spend a lot of time on Etsy. And there's a couple of people that throw together some okay-looking things. I think yours is catching everybody's eye because you can tell it's well-made.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't look – remember that – what was that dress we saw? The – yes, girl, I'm talking about you again. That dress is horrible. The Game Boy one.
That was horrible dress. Okay.
So we could tell by looking at this is not a dress that we want, that, you know, she borrowed grandma's tablecloth and decided she was going to make the dress. We can tell your things are well made by looking at them. I want to buy this Captain America jacket. It's sick. It's for girls. Did you see that one, Snow? The Captain
America?
No.
Which one?
You have to go back to the page.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, I'm going to order
that.
Sharing.
That was last December.
It's still gorgeous. It is absolutely gorgeous. But I kind of segued off to where I was going with this, but you have, it's not just a niche market you have for men. You forget us geek girls, like, we love this stuff too. Even if you don't make us a girl character, if you just, you know, give us a little bit in our size, we're good. I will wear the Assassin's Creed because I am a huge Assassin's Creed fan. I will wear that jacket, the red one, the blue one. It doesn't matter. Just give it to me in my size. Throw a little fur in there for me too.
That's the thing. A lot of people don't realize it because the prototypes that I make are made for pretty much for me most of the time. Because it's kind of easier. I have all of my measurements, memorized. But the fact is, what it would take to adjust the pattern for even that Kenway jacket to fit a woman, that just means throwing an extra dart in there on either side, pretty much.
Yes.
That's simplifying it away a little bit more than it needs to be, but
might be a little more than a dart for some of us.
Because top heavy chicks.
Yeah, for us top heavy chicks, you might need a little more material than that.
I'm fine. Just go ahead and send it to me.
Well, yeah, but whenever I take orders, I do custom everything.
Oh,
so
my
order form is
haute couture. Oh, I've been waiting. It's haute couture.
It's,
I think you just made her night.
Custom sizing. You send out. I have an order form that's got measurements that I have a measurement guide. You go through and get me measurements rather than giving me a size, and pick your color scheme down to the thread color because I like to do top stitching in an alternate color.
Oh my God!
So like if I have something that's mostly white and then it has blue accents, I'll use blue thread on the white fabric.
Oh, that's nice.
So that it stands out. So I have basically for most of my things it's two colors. You have a main color, an accent color, and then you choose your thread color, and there are other options on the I put down a few on the order form, and then there's an other field and you just fill in whatever color you want.
Oh my God. No wonder you were overrun.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you have a store? Or you haven't set up one yet, or?
No, I can make a website. I don't have the time to make a website.
Oh.
I've had a couple of offers to make websites, and it'll happen at some point. And I really, I know exactly how important it is, but at the same time, I haven't had the time to focus on that. It's all,
you know,
it's
you
all
may,
faster than I expected.
You may want to enlist some help, seriously.
especially for trying on some of the clothes, you may need some help. Just saying.
Because, you do have a contact with a couple of very geeky girls now, so.
Uh-huh.
There's just a third one, her connection down tonight, but yes, you'd be just as equally excited.
Mm-hmm. She would.
We have a guy here, too. You know what? When we show this to Blaster, he's going to lose it.
Yes, he is actually, because he is almost as big a geek as we are.
He is going to absolutely. It's going to be the trench coat ones that you kind of just have the sketches of. He's going to be like, now wait a minute, I can get this. I can get this and I can wear this. Yes, custom made because Blaster is a giant.
Yeah,
he's
huge.
he's
a big mofo.
Oh my God. So, Antia, what's the next thing you're working on, or can you not?
Oh, I like that outfit. Sharing. Look.
Work.
I'm
like
actually
how
you're not sharing the page. Which one are you looking at?
Which
Ganondorf.
One
is...
Yes.
Ganon. Oh yeah, that one. That one is good.
That's hot, actually. You even got like the look going on. That old scary. I'm gonna eat your face. Look.
Yeah. Oh, that was for New York Comic Con last year.
That was very nice.
You know what? You need to get yourself a little Kickstarter campaign so that we can say this guy needs some extra money. Because I would love to see you next year at Fashion Week. I would love this because we have who is it that went? The people who did Dance Central, they did their clothes, but we really don't care about their clothes. That's not gamer clothing to us. Mm-hmm. This is gamer clothing. We need to get you to Fashion Week. And yes, we're pushy bitches, so we're saying we're going to try to get you. We want to sit in the front row and scream when we see them walk down, in the Assassin's Creed.
No, you can't scream. You have to be very
Whatever. I am the same person that was screaming at the opera when they were playing the Mario. No, ma'am. I will scream. Thank you.
That was you? No.
Yes, that was me. Yeah, so I will be all over the runway. Oh, my God!
I was the one in tears whenever I went to the video game music award and they started playing the theme for Final Fantasy. I went...
Yeah. Yes. So we need to see you at Fashion Week so I can just dive onto the runway and be like, oh, my God. Do you see this? And it has a matching purse. Do you see this? No.
Oh, God. Accessories? If you make accessories, holy crap.
Women alone, we will make you rich, I promise.
Right?
I believe that.
Dude, you get me some Lara Croft earrings. It is so on. Okay. Oh.
Give me some
there's just something about making
belt.
Clothing, though. I prefer to make clothing than anything else.
We'll still buy it. We don't care. You throw clothing, some shoes, we're all good. We're telling you, you make it, we will buy it.
Oh, if I could design shoes, that would change everything.
Oh, okay.
We agree, it would change everything.
Right?
Because I would be hungry. I'd be looking good, but I would have no money.
I'd be like, we'll model for food. Just, I will walk the runway for a burger.
There you go. Shaking my little tin cup. Please put a quarter in. And then when I get the money, I'm still not going to buy food and be like, more shoes? And so you have more shoes for me to wear? Can I give you $1 on the next pair?
Yeah, can I put this on layaway?
Yeah, right.
I like that. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, these things, they take time to make. Let's just say that.
We will wait outside your house if need be to get
put a little tent up there. Hey, can we use your shower?
He's, you know what he's thinking now? What have I gotten myself into?
Right? He's like, oh, these chicks are crazy.
Yes, indeed we are. Okay, so we're going to let you get back to work because we have a couple of apps that we need to cover. And will you please stay in touch? We are watching your site. We are not joking. This is not the fake. You know how you go do interviews and they're like, oh, we love your stuff. No, I'm serious. As soon as I opened Pinterest and I saw this Assassin's Creed code, I was like, oh, my God. No.
She was actually like that. It was very scary.
Yeah. So please.
No, you know, I honestly feel the same way when I make something.
Do you scream up and down?
And then I give it to other people to put on. To me, it's like I make something and I'm, you know, proud of myself, one. But two, it doesn't even matter if I made it. Like, I just, I love it. I love everything I do. It's a fantastic thing that I have this ability to make these things because it means, I don't know, it's hard for me to say this without saying, you know, full of myself, but at the same time, seeming full of myself. But at the same time, I feel good about the stuff that I make.
I
make sure that when I do stuff, you know, people know that I feel good about it. Like you said,
I don't think
it's good quality.
Yeah, I don't think that's a matter of being full of yourself. I think that's a matter of having a passion for your work and just having the confidence to go out there and show your work off. And that's not arrogance. That's just badass.
You're talented.
Yeah.
You're talented. We would fall at your feet and worship you at your house. Would you? Do you need us to bring you sandwiches and keep you nourished while you make these clothes? I told you to listen to our show today. When we tell you we are like, there's a reason why we call the show Pixinistas. It does not matter clothes. If it's gamer inspired or it's in a game, we are all over it.
Mm-hmm.
So, kid you not, we will come to your house and we will make sandwiches for you and feed you and keep you nourished while you make these clothes. But we just need you to finish them so that we can be pretty.
Yeah. I mean, not that we're not pretty without them, mind you, because we are gorgeous bitches, but...
but we need the clothes. We need them.
That's part of my philosophy. It's not about whether or not the clothes make you look cool. It is adding, you know? It's not about... It's like, if you don't look good and then you need clothes, that's not how it works.
I think you think the same thing I do. It's about attitude.
Yeah.
See?
And I think that's part of the reason I'm able to sell the things as well as I am. It's like I can stand in front of a camera and look sort of like Connor, even if I do not have that. He's got a giant chest, by the way.
Yeah.
I've done a lot
of research.
you know, just
yes, he does.
He's just, he's a very massive character.
Yes, he does.
Without looking like a Gears of War character.
Corey.
Huh? What? Huh?
Drink some water or something. Jeez.
I'm sorry, it's hot.
Have to excuse her.
We also love our male game characters in,
we
in very unholy ways.
I understand.
We're kind of dirty when it comes to that, so.
Just think of us as men, but only women. Okay, so.
No, I don't want to ever be thought of as a man because I am all woman, honey. If you really want to get a feel for how we really are, listen to us Thursday.
That's horrible. Don't send him to listen to Thursday. He will never come back. He will never come back on our show. And we already know you're going to be rich and famous one day. We want to say, we saw him first.
We knew him when.
We knew him first.
Anyway, we should let you go, Enzo. It was very nice to meet you, and your work is very, very good.
Thank you.
It is
I
awesome.
Appreciate it.
And again, please do stop by. You are welcome to call in anytime, by the way. You don't have to make an appointment. Call in and surprise us.
Okay.
And tell us you made a set Wonder Woman jacket.
Actually, you pop in and tell us when you have a new design.
That's what I just said. Tell us when you made that Wonder Woman jacket.
hopefully, if all things go well, you know, I've only got a month now, but there are some new things coming out for New York Comic Con that I intend to debut. I haven't even uploaded some of the designs for them, but.
Like what?
Hopefully.
Like what?
Well, I can't say that's what debuts and you know, I want to reveal all at once.
Oh, come on.
Come on. He's such a tease. Just let him tease.
Just a hint. A color? A game? A comic book? Just a teeny bit?
Oh, well, there will be, I mean, let's just say one of them is having to do with Assassin's Creed and the other one is not at all.
Okay. Anyway, you need to go now, Enzo, before we...
That was a good tease, actually.
That was a good tease.
My brain is like, okay, now which one of them could he be?
Right, flipping through the characters. Which one?
By the way, we just picked up a couple of new customers, so we don't know whether to say we're sorry or congratulations. And in case you all
you know,
just...
new customers are always good. Even if I don't have time for them. I'm hiring help now because I just can't do it anymore.
Well, you're going to have to hire more because as soon as a lot of people listen to our show, yeah. By the way, you know what? We need to give them the actual URL verbally.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, see? Great minds think alike. Go ahead.
Popping in late or you're just crazy or whatever, valentedesign.tumblr.com is where he has all his designs and beautiful things that,
let me spell that for them because you know some people don't listen.
Oh.
Volante is V as in Victor, O L A N as in Nancy, T E design, D E S I G N, .tumblr.com. VolanteDesign.tumblr.com. I hope I said that right because I really have no idea.
Or if you can't find him there, visit our Pinterest because I have his stuff all over our page.
You know what? Did you pin it? Because I'm going to pin it.
I pinned it. I pinned the hell out of it. Okay, we got like 5 minutes of these apps. We're not going to make it. Not that I'm on.
Are we? We can't be out of time already, are we?
Yes.
Oh, God, you are. Okay, you have to go.
Because he is so awesome. We can let him go.
We'll see you after.
Come back after Comic Con or right before.
All right, we'll do.
Bye, thanks. Enzo.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Night.
Oh, we have somebody else on our line. I don't know. You know what? You're going to have to call us next week, you.
5 minutes left. Seriously. I thought we had more time than that. Do you want to do an app or do you want me to do an app?
Actually, I had an app that actually kind of has to do with what you see up on his page. And I believe I have lost it, so never mind.
Okay. Then I will move on with mine. I'm going to share it right now. By the way, those of you who are tuning in late, what the fuck? We only have 5 minutes left. But we use JoinMe. There's a link in the chat room. You can click on it and see my desktop. Right now I'm talking about an application called ChickFeed. And what this is, everybody knows that there are 15 bajillion fashion blogs, right?
Yes, ma'am.
15 bajillion. And how is a girl supposed to keep up with all this shit? Right?
I don't know, ma'am. Tell us, ma'am.
Right? This application totally is for that. It will help you keep track of all the fashion blogs. Basically, it's a one-shop stop for all your blog gossip for fashion.
And how much does it cost?
I don't see it.
It's free.
free. Duh. And Chick Feed is actually free. You can find it on iTunes. Fabulous.
I just gave you my app because I found it. I forgot I bookmarked my stuff.
And then I will do those.
We got literally 5 minutes.
I know. You know, I can't. Can you give me an actual link? Because I'm trying to copy that. And it's
Won't you act right, link? You know what? You know why? It's because it has that pro in the front is why. This is when I act right. Go ahead and take the pro off.
I can't. Every time I try to go to copy and paste it, it copies the time, too.
Yeah, try that right there.
All right, got it. It still copies the fucking time. All right, I got it, I think. Here we go. Got it. All right, go ahead.
All right, so this is Sketchbook Pro, and I actually do have this app on my iPad, although my days of wanting to be a fashion designer have long since, but you know, I shouldn't say that. We do our little thing. We're no NTO, but
we're not Enzo. Enzo. Enzo.
I want to call him Ezio because it's my favorite Enzo. Character from Assassin's Creed. His name is Ezio. I'm calling you Ezio. You need to go ahead and get the accent back. I hear it.
His name's Enzo. He's a cutie, too.
Okay, so this
I had to behave myself.
Yes, you did. You did very well. Okay, so this is you aspiring fashion designers out there. This is a very good app to have. You get the little pencil. You can get from those from the app store. I think they cost anywhere from like $5 to $20. You're saying, what the hell? A pencil's $5 to $20. It's not an actual pencil, but it will allow you to sketch things. Like if you were again. Aspiring fashion designer, or if you like to design cars, maybe you like to draw out cars, you want to get into 3D modeling, you start with this first. You draw your design here, and then, of course, because it's, you know, the iPad is a computer, you can pull the designs off and pull them into whatever medium, whether it be a Unreal Engine 3 kind of thing, or, you know, Second Life, if that's your place you like to build things. But mostly this is used by graphic designers and fashion designers. To start getting their sketches together. But it doesn't just do sketches. If you look there, can you scroll over just a little bit to the right where they have the model there, Snow?
That's as far. I can't scroll to the right. I can scroll down.
There is a scroll to the right. Got to click on it. Go down.
No, there's really not. My screen is too wide.
Look right underneath where the green is.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
Slide that over. Okay, you see, stop right there. And go back to the model.
Yep.
Okay, see, it has a palette there. Yeah, your screen is not acting right. It has a palette there on the right, so you can actually drag and put textures on things. Like you see how the thing she's leaning on has a cracked face. You can do all of that, make it shiny. Again, you might want to have some artistic talent before you endeavor to take this on.
Yeah, artistic talent is usually good when you're designing shit.
It's a must. As you saw, our guest has some major talent.
What?
Yes, he is major. So, yeah, you can do all kinds of cool stuff with this app. I haven't really played much with it because I'm one of those people. I just like the software. Y'all know I'm a software junkie. But
you know.
For $1.99, really, really good. Really good app to have. There's a second one, actually, I have that does kind of this. Style Studio. This is actually going to be more for – I'm going to post this to you because we got like 2 minutes.
I'm trying to find some music to play.
I got the music. Go ahead and put that up.
Okay, got it. Okay, here we go.
So you
sharing.
See that lovely app there? Again, that's going to be more for your little peoples, those of you who are not all that artistically inclined, but maybe you have an eye for fashion. Maybe you want to put together some things and share with your friends and post up. So this is a cute app. This is also has a to the left, if you look there where the little pink shopping bag is, down the left side. See that pink shopping
down. Yep.
See there? The app there? Baby Natrix actually has that app, Fashion Star Boutique, and it has some really great design elements in it.
Oh, how cute.
This, man, she puts together some cool stuff, but it's very fashion designy, and it lets them apply the patterns. You can stretch and move things, you know, distort it. This kind of does the same thing. But this one here is more allowing you to share with your friends. And I know you guys are out there like, I don't want to do that. Some of y'all need some lessons in dressing. We keep telling you over and over.
Yes, please find someone to help you dress because you are looking rough.
You're looking busted up from the flow up.
Like a hot mess.
Okay, with that, we got to get ourselves out of here. So we will see you guys. Actually, tomorrow morning, we'll be here with the news. Hopefully Ginger's connection is back up and she don't call me yelling.
If she's not, I'll be here.
I'll be calling you then in the morning.
I know.
And for the rest of you, you know where to find us. New Gaming Atrix, new.gamingatrix.com.
And remember, boys and girls, favorite us if you like us, and favorite us if you don't, because that'll totally teach us a lesson.
Rawr.
Rawr. Jackets to us, we'd really like it, Enzo.
That'd be great. Okay.
That'd be great. Okay.
Okay.